Don't dig blind, search before you dig online every time. Michelle Bishop with another sports update. Michelle, still at the home of the grand final, the Core Stadium?
I sure am, guys. Get excited. If you have tickets at the deck, which is on level 2 northwest, it's a fantastic view. I've just been down to the field, had a bit of a walk around, a bit of a stroll around, visualising exactly what's going to happen, obviously, with Parramatta and Penrith on Sunday. We've had a fair bit of rain, guys, but that won't have any impact whatsoever. The drainage is sensational, and it's just been that relentless drizzle out here, but it's so cold. It's footy weather. It's 12 degrees. But everyone's bumping in, as I said last hour. Just speaking with Arthur Stanley, one of the guys out here, is telling me, reminded me that this is the first all-Sydney grand final at Acor Stadium since 2014, and that was the Rabbitohs v the Bulldogs, and the first time that these two great Western Sydney clubs have met in the big one. So we're pumped. Can't wait.
Very
can't stop talking
excited.
About it.
Very excited.
Well, it is. You never know. Like, they've never met in a grand final. You never know when they may next meet in a grand final. In the case of Parramatta, you never know when you may win a grand final next. I mean, savour this moment, folks. Savour this. And what Penrith, the era Penrith are going through, Brandy, it's something very special. Like, you know, what's happening
here. It is, bossy. It is.
Best ever.
You don't know how long it's going to last. Like, you know, players are moving on. Things change. You need a bit of luck injury-wise. You need things to fall your way to get to a grand final. So much can happen in the space of a season. So when you do finally get there at the end of the year, you're in the big one, you need to make it count. Now, Royal Randwick tomorrow. We had Terry Kennedy on. We got a few tips, Michelle, but you love your racing and it's a massive day.
I do, guys, and it's Tab Epson Day. So anyone with grand final tickets can show those at the gate and they'll actually get in for free. So bang for your buck across the weekend. A bit of rain about as we stated right across Sydney, and that's the same out at the track. Strong wind, though, so that will help dry out the track as we progress closer to tomorrow. For the purists, it's the better side of seven, a soft seven at the moment. But as we've pointed out, big weekend ahead, 10-race card. And we're going to see the starters from the Everest, a couple of those will go head-to-head, and it's 2 weeks out from their grand final day. Wanted to make mention Ice Bath, who's obviously trained by Brad Widdop. James Max on board, he is the favourite. Top rank, though, that is my pick for trainer Annabelle Neesham. Hugh Bowman on board there, second favourite, just one to watch, and of course Hinged from the Wallace stable. Kieran McAvoy getting that ride. Classy field, Converge, Ellsberg, Fangirl, it'll be a really tough one. And guys, the other one is the group one is the Furphy Metropolitan. Durston for Chris Waller and Kieran McAvoy, the favourite for that race. And Waller's a pretty experienced campaigner in this one. He's won it 5 times. So, yeah, I'm sticking with Durston on that one as well.
Yeah, Michelle, in all that we've done this week, have we actually locked in your tip? Your margin?
Well, one of the guys,
your
I think...
Clive Churchill think, medal, your...
Well, I can rattle it off if you're interested.
Let's do it.
Penrith by 12. First try scorer, Brian To'o. And just stay tuned to 7 News tonight. Got an absolute thrilling yarn on Brian To'o. And Clive Churchill, Dylan Edwards. Yep. Anything else you need to know?
Oh, NRLW. It's our Friday foursome. So who's the NRLW?
I think the Knights will get over.
Over the Eels. Okay.
Over the Eels.
There we go. I've locked it in.
It'll be a tight one, that one, though.
Gee, Dylan Edwards. Dylan Edwards is, and as Hammy Goodman said, Dylan Edwards, there's a lot that want him. As the
start of the week, $10, Brady. When we started Monday morning, I think we had Clive Churchill medal market $10. Dylan Edwards down to $7.50.
Brady,
you know,
if you go back through the tapes, I don't mean to Skype, but I've been talking about him all year. He's just been solid. He's there and about, and I can't believe where he's rated in terms of the fullbacks for the competition. Somewhere 7th, I think it was.
I think he's climbed
up higher than that.
Yeah.
Much higher.
Yep. Great.
All right, Michelle. Thank you for that. You are here at. You'll be back at 8:45, ready to bring it home on Grand Final day. But that report was brought to you by Don't Dig Blind. Search
guys,
before
I'll
you
be in,
dig.
I'll be
online.
In trouble if I don't mention Gary from Newtown. He bailed me up yesterday at the fan day. He's got some ideas about the show that we talked off air, but I'll talk to you about that later, guys.
I can't wait.
Gary from Newtown. Just speak to the leadership group.
No. Through Michelle, Gary. Don't fire what your ideas for the show straight at us. Get on the line, 1300 01 1170. Let's hear them. Let's not go behind our back. Let's be all Brandy getting the flick. But yes, don't dig blind. Search before you dig online every time. byda.com.au. That's the best advice we can give. Michelle back at 8:45. It's 7 minutes to 8. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.